Guess how would you just sum up what today was like for you?
Try to step back just a little bit, guys.
It was there were ups and downs for sure, and obviously heartbroken for Skylar, and me and him have developed a really close relationship over the past year or so, and hope the best for him, and was heartbroken for him, but have to come in and my role as a backup, so I'm have to come in and be ready at all times, and we won the game, so always happy that we won, but there were a lot of things that we and I need to clean up, and I know that more than anybody, so definitely good to learn from a win, but moving in the right direction.
You guys had a touchdown on the first full drive that you mm-hmm. had. Just, was there something that changed kind of after that for you?
We were just beating ourselves. I mean, honestly, overall, me included, turnovers, missed assignments, be getting behind in the chains a little bit. Really, that kind of was, at the end of the day, what kind of set us back a little bit on a couple of drives, and especially in that third and fourth quarter, and kind of halted us. But when we finally, on that first drive, when we were kind of moving, staying ahead of the chains, that's a recipe for success. And that's what we've been preaching all week. We gotta stay ahead of the chains, can't be in first, second and 15, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Can you take us through that third down conversion on the last drive that led to the touchdown?
Yeah, it was a big time play by Phil. Making that catch. It was a similar play to the Okie State play last year when we had a third and long, and Phil kind of had a crossing route, and he just got behind the backer. I saw it was they were dropping out, and he tried to anticipate it, and he made a great catch on it, and that was a big time play that propelled that drive for sure.
Well, how do you think your mindset changes if you have to start moving forward?
Big time change. I mean, obviously, you say if you're the backup, you want to prepare like you're the starter. But at the end of the day, it's a different mindset when you're starting. And I experienced that last year, going from, a Texas Tech game where you're not expecting it to a TCU game where you're starting. It's definitely a different feel, different preparation going into the week. So, I don't know what the circumstances are with Skylar. Obviously, I hope for the best, but I'm ready for whatever. If that's going to be my role next week, I just want to execute my role to the best of my ability.
What was it like for you to play in front of a full house there for the first time?
It was very cool. That was because I never took a game visit here or anything before coming here last year. That was my first time, ever seeing a full crowd here. So it was electric. And I mean, I would do anything for these fans. And I appreciate everybody for coming out. It was a really fun environment. Obviously, getting the win. Wish it would have gone better, but we'll build from it. Hopefully, have as good or better crowd next week, and continue this thing from here.
What were the discussions like in the locker room after a rough second quarter, and what adjustments did you guys make?
I would say, in that halftime, we were definitely we kind of called it up as an offense, and we especially Malik, he was one that was just like, man, we just gotta lock it in and step up, and we know that this game's gonna be tight, and when the time comes, we got to make plays, and we know that it was a good football team. Southern Illinois, I think they're going to be a very good football team, and we preached that all week in meetings. Coach Kleiman said these guys, this is their Super Bowl. They're going to be ready to play, and they're a darn good football team, and they showed that, and utmost respect for them. But at the end of the day, we just have to make plays, not beat ourselves, because I feel like that's kind of what happened, and we were just kind of getting behind, in the sticks, like I said earlier, and at the end of the day, when we do that, we can't be successful, and we started coming out in the third and fourth, and we kind of stalled out a couple drives, but we really just at that last drive was big, being able to stay ahead of the chains, and the O-line was really putting us on their backs, and they did a great job. Can't commend them enough for how much they helped me and helped our offense, and Deuce was a workhorse tonight, so they did a great job.